The Morning Hog Show, Riggs Guy, intern Steve is out of the room because we don't have enough beer to share with him because it's Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia are in from SR Parade, at least at SR Parade World Headquarters. Hi, friends. How you doing?
Hey.
How's it going?
Thanks for the first couple flavors. We had some great sort of fruity tart flavors on the first side. Where are we going on this one?
So our friends at Lagunitas.
Okay.
You remember the...
Wait, you're saying there's a Lagunitas?
In memory. That just shows you right there. I forgot.
You're saying there's a Lagunitas I haven't tried. I can't believe it.
Yeah. This is actually Hazy Wonder.
Oh, and they got the dog on the front. I love this.
They always have that dog. Come on.
I'm just enjoying looking at the can before I open it.
If it starts barking, it's going to concern me. All right.
There we go. Cracking this one is a little different than... I've apparently drank way too many of those before. Hazy Memory. So Hazy Wonder clocks in at 6%, 25 IBUs, so it's a little bit less bitter on the on that. And this is brand new to the market for us.
Really? All right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See, I like this.
I just gave him a huge gentleman's pour.
Really, I mean, I had to use two. I'm using two hands. I'm drinking it like a ferret.
Oh, yes. That is... Woo.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Okay. Oh, that's really good.
Oh, yes.
Hazy Wonder.
That is,
you get a nice bit of the bitterness from the hops and then a whole bunch of citrus from the hops as well. You know, through to the Lagunitas style. That is really, really good.
Oh, yeah. Man.
What I like about Lagunitas, no matter what they make, there's a certain signature taste that they have that all their beer has one note that's exactly the same, but the rest of it's amazing as well.
I couldn't agree more.
This beer is, here's what it's making me think of. It's making me think of laying down on my back at the top of a water slide, but instead of water, it's hops. And now I'm sliding down head first on my back, and hops are out. I got my mouth open, and they're just falling in my mouth.
You know, that was...
I don't know how we both had the same dream. That's kind of weird.
Well, probably because of the weed beer we drank at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I could have done that. But whatever. I don't care. This is some very tasty. And as Guy was saying, that dog will stare at you at the can and say, drink more. Just tip it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm finished.
Yeah,
right,
they've got this fun saying. People mumble. No, beer speaks, people mumble.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
You can also
beer speaks, dogs drool.
You can also go to their you can go to their website and get the number, and you call them even if you're drunk, and if they like it enough, they're going to make a cartoon out of it and put it on their website.
Yeah, I've seen those as well. They're hilarious.
I don't know why I haven't done that yet.
Maybe you haven't, just don't remember.
Yes, maybe my Saturday night priorities are not in line, or maybe they're exactly in line. I keep going. There's one more beverage for us to try. You said it's on this all-new palate on this Happy Friday. What are we trying next?
We're going a little bit sideways here, and I have some cider for you.
Okay, I've been on a very big cider kick lately.
I think we've all tried Angry Orchard at some point. This is their new unfiltered Angry Orchard.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah, so it's going to be a little bit hazier in the glass. Less sweet. For those people that think that typical ciders out there are too sweet, this is going to be a little bit more in your speed. 6% alcohol, so more than your average beer out there.
This is awesome. This reminds me of, you know like the Martinelli's apple juice?
Okay.
It
kind of reminds me of that, but it's more exciting because it has 6% ABV.
Yes, you can definitely tell that there's more octane.
Yeah, they use bittersweet apples in this, and that's where they pull a little bit less sugar from.
Oh, and wow.
It's really good.
Yeah, it does not have a... you're definitely not getting overpowered with sweetness in this one.
Yeah, some of that, like the sugar almost coats your tongue in a way, and this does not do that.
I like it.
This beer is sort of like an ex-girlfriend. It's not so sweet, but you still like it. Anything about that? Write that down. Jot that down, guy.
Write that down.
Look at me. You gave me a soft ha. It might have been a bad comparison. It's only the first sip. I only had just a very small sample. I'll try more. Wow. Okay. So in Angry Orchard, they have quite a fleet of beverages as well, don't they?
Absolutely. You can find some 12-pack varieties out there right now that has a couple different ones in there. These are just hitting our docks, so you'll start to see them out there in the upcoming weeks. Same with the Hazy Wondered. We just got it last week, so just keep your eyes peeled out on those two.
So the Get It While You Can Terrapin, Chase It Down at Publix and More, Sierra Nevada, and of course, the Lagunitas, you got to pour in your mouth. That was fantastic. And the Angry Orchard, a great finisher, or maybe a starter or a tweener. It doesn't matter. You got a whole weekend to figure it out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know where to get them, go to srprod.com/beerfinder.
Hey, I don't know what you guys are aware of this or not, or if this is on your calendars at home, but next week is an anniversary edition of the Brew Review. Do you know that? So I don't know what you got planned.
I heard rumors.
But you want to, this, it's going to be a blowout. This is going to get weird. And it's going to be all of our favorite things and a very special edition. So next week, there'll be fireworks. There'll be streamers. A lot of noisemakers, probably. Yes, party.
Hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Fireworks not allowed.
Guy just got a call. We cannot let off fireworks. Allowed. Well, you guys over there at SR Parrot, you do the fireworks. We'll handle the rest.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. All right, well, any big plans for the weekend? What do you guys got going?
Daytona Truck Meets in town, so welcome, truckers.
Okay, these aren't 18-wheelers. These are like lifted trucks, right? Is that right?
We're talking about those like big, jacked up, show-off, loud trucks. I mean, welcome to town, everybody. You know, we still have to social distance. You can do that in your truck.
That's right.
You know, welcome to town, and be loud, be proud. Cheers.
That's right. And get you some tasty, icy cold SR Parrot beverages. Hey, cheers to you guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.